A or A is definitely the trickiest letter in all of Spanish. And I'm not talking about how to pronounce it. That's easy. A. The word A, just an A all alone, that word has come up at least 3 times already. First, in two magic travel words, A and De, you learned that A means two. Then, in the only 2 contractions in Spanish, you saw when A comes before L, which is the, they form the contraction all, which then means to the. Okay. But in reality, A doesn't just mean to. A can also mean at, of, into, and a few others. You see, A is a preposition, and most prepositions are like that. They can mean multiple things depending on the context. I'll explain it real soon in an upcoming video how prepositions work. It's important, but not the point of today's video. Also not the point of today's video, you saw in Speak in the Future without more conjugation, you can conjugate ir or to go in the present tense, add A, then say any other verb in the infinitive to express a future action. So voy a comer un bocadillo would mean I'm going to eat a sandwich. Voy is a present tense conjugation of ir, and comer is the infinitive. But when there's an a in between, it speaks of the future. A bocadillo is a sandwich in Spain on a baguette. So as you're starting to see, not only is a very common, but a is also very diverse. It's used in many different ways. But today's lesson is all about one way in particular. And to be honest, I'm not totally comfortable talking about this. It gets a little personal. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. One thing I try to do in every video is explain the topic to you from the gringo point of view. Usually that's pretty easy. In English, we do it this way. In Spanish, they do the opposite. In English, we say this. In Spanish, they say that. But when it comes to the personal awe, there's no comparison in English. We have nothing like it. So all I can tell you from the gringo point of view is don't waste your time looking. Just learn this. In the last video, direct object pronouns, I reminded you a direct object is the thing or person getting the action of a verb. So in the sentence, I see the car or veo el carro is the direct object. Direct objects are easy, same words in the same order. Car is el carro in Latin America, but el coche in Spain. But things get a little tricky when the direct object is a specific person as opposed to a thing. I see Manuel wouldn't be veo Manuel. When the direct object is a specific person, like in this sentence, you have to add the personal a. This is just the letter a before the direct object. So I see Manuel would be veo a Manuel. Like I said before, there's nothing in English I can compare this to. The a in this case basically has no meaning. You just have to get used to it. Don't worry if you forget sometimes, you'll definitely be understood, but you'll also definitely be wrong. So when the direct object is a thing, like a car, you never use the personal a. When the direct object is a specific person, like Manuel, you always use the personal a. The personal a can be seen as a sign of respect, kind of. Manuel is more important than a car, basically. Now, if there's more than one direct object that's a specific person, you use the personal a for every one. So I see Manuel and Susie would be veo a Manuel y a Susie. Even when the direct object isn't a name, but it still refers to a specific person, you have a specific face you're picturing in your head, you still use the personal a. So he loves his parents would be él ama a sus padres. See what's going on? No names were used, but his parents are still 2 specific people. So the personal a is used here. I see the girl would be veo a la chica. The personal a is used here even though the girl is unnamed because it's the girl, a very specific one. Again, there's obviously a face being pictured. Here's a good example. I'm looking for my friend would be busco a mi amigo. The personal a is needed because I'm looking for a specific friend. But I need a friend would be just necesito un amigo. There's no personal a here because I'm just saying generally I need a friend, like any friend will do. I'm not picturing a specific face in my head. Got it? You can call it specificity, you can call it a relationship. I just like to go with the am I picturing a specific face test. It's a little tricky to have to remember to put the extra a in there, but not that hard once you get the general idea. One kind of weird thing, then we're out of here. For pets, you use the personal a in the same way. I love my cat would be amo a mi gato. But just I love cats would simply be amo los gatos. For other animals that aren't pets that you don't have a relationship with, you don't use the personal a. If you'd let it in your house, use the personal a. If you wouldn't let it in your house, don't use the personal a. Cool? Not so bad, right? If you go to gringoespanol.com/quickies/a, you'll find a quick practice worksheet I made for you. When you're done with that worksheet, you should have a pretty decent command of this. The answer key is also at that link, and that link is also below this video. The next video is about indirect object pronouns. Direct and indirect object pronouns in English are one and the same, but not in Spanish. Oh no. Several previous videos came into play today. If anything didn't make sense to you, go back and watch the videos displayed on your screen right now. Those graphics should be clickable if I did this right. Subscribe to my channel to make sure you don't miss future videos, like my Facebook page if you like me, and hop on the Gringo Espanol newsletter over at gringoespanol.com to make sure you never miss a thing. I hope you found this video helpful. I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.